Hi there, and happy Sunday, and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Beasdale, and I'm here with my two beautiful co-hosts, Tony Jorgensen and Marianne Adams. We're missing Jessica today, but she'll be back with us next week. And our topic today is, what are the clair senses? How can we recognize and develop our own abilities? So, Marianne and Tony, welcome. It's nice to see you, or to not see you guys, but hear you guys again. Yeah, it's quite neat. It's a soul connection. When you can't actually get together in the living room with tea and cookies, then we're making a soul connection, which is kind of cool. You can do it all over this globe, and it's a miracle. I really think we can do that tech, you know, and talk to people in Australia and... That's great. Tony, do you want to lead off and just what senses have you found that your abilities encompass?
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Mothers,
M-O-T-H-E-R-S. Not M-U-T-H. Anyway, I don't know. When I was reading this, when you posted it a couple of days ago, I thought I was just clairvoyant, which was I could see things. But in looking at this, you're right. You can be more than one. And I feel like I can recognize some stuff that I know. You know, clear knowing sometimes is a lot of it. And physical feelings that I get also.
Yep.
Like I don't smell anything or taste, but I also get a lot from touching, like with my, I use a lot of gems and just touching the cards without even looking at the cards. I just feel that I, you know, get something out of that too, that's one of my senses.
Yeah. There's a modality called, good heavens, what's it called? When you touch something, I had it in my head 2 seconds ago and I lost it, but when you can touch an object and feel the energy in it, I'm going to have to look that up. I don't think my brain's working today. That's too funny.
No, mine's not. But, yeah. It's a day off.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing I was reading was about the energy that you can bring into a room. And I just think it's so true, excuse me, about, you know, when either you enter a room and you're in a bad mood, or if you can sense it from somebody else, how you can sense that right away before you even enter the room. It's just crazy. And how you can change it. Like, I've changed it before, too. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Crazy.
Yeah. The word I'm looking for is psychometry. When they can touch the thing. I think Tyler, the chap on Facebook, or not Facebook, Netflix, Tyler, what's his name?
Yeah, Marianne's favorite. Isn't it Tyler?
Oh, Henry?
Tyler Henry. I'm pretty sure he practices psychometry too. He can touch something and get the feel from it. Marianne, what senses do you find yourself leaning to?
I feel for me, mine is mostly just the clair cognizance, just the knowing.
Yeah. And I think you'll find that you're you'll gain more, because I know you're a student. We all are right now.
We all are.
The thing is, you're starting out your journey, and you're doing the work of developing your abilities. So I think you both will find. Yeah, as you go along, you're going to have more and more of them. I'll just read the list down if you guys are cool with that. We've got clairvoyance, clear seeing, right? The clairaudience refers to clear hearing. Claircognizance, that's you, Marianne, I think. Clear knowing, like you just pick up the vibe.
Yeah.
You too, Tony.
Yeah, I do so.
Yeah.
Yes. Now,
For
this
sure.
This is an interesting one. Clair intellect, which is clear thinking.
Yeah.
That's a new one on me, but I can see where that would be, you know. almost a left brain kind of talent, but clair empathy, which is clear emotion. Again, both of you, right? You get that emotion going. And
Oh, yeah.
And those are the ones, too, that a lot of people say, you know, get over it or you're crazy. That's where we get a lot of gaslighting. It's like, I feel this way. And they're like, no, you don't. You know, and they're too
Right.
But that's when you get to strengthen that ability and just stand by your truth. Because it's often, you know, when you don't follow that intuition, and that's when we get into trouble. And we're like, darn, if I'd only listened to my intuition. Clairsentience, that's a clear physical feeling. And I think a lot of us get that in the stomach area. And I know I, my heart clutches when I'm in, I'm around people in distress. I get that clenchy heart area going. And also, have you ever noticed when you're not able to speak your truth, you get, you feel it in the throat area, right?
Yeah.
It's very, very, clairtangency. And I think that's where psychometry comes in, clear touching. So you're getting your messages or your information from touch. And there's clairsalience, which is the scent of the sense of smell. I get that a lot. I'll get all kinds of range of stuff, but perfume is one. pot smoke, dope smoke from a friend who's crossed. I'll smell pot when there's nothing around.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
That's
fine. You're just saying, hey, baby. And clairgustance is clear tasting. I'm not sure I want that one so much because gosh knows what you're going to taste with different energies. But you know, some people do have that. And I wonder, too, if that applies as well to sort of a mouth reaction to things. So like your mouth might dry up in a moment of fear or whatever. But I think everyone's capable of having all of those modalities, you know, within the clair sense range, you know. But you guys are both like you really impress me at how far you've both come, because when I met you both, you were just starting out on your spiritual journeys, working on your abilities and whatnot. And so your leaps and bounds, really well done.
Well, I think we have helpers. What happened? Like,
no doubt.
Like my dad, you know, you talked to my dad. He came through with when you and Marianne were talking, and he has a lot of work. He has a lot of work to do on before he gets to where he needs to go. And so I feel that I'm part of that work, and I think he's been helping me a lot. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you too, Marianne. I know my dad's one of my major guides, and he's also, like, I also get from that energy that if I'm really being a bonehead, I get laughed at by spirit, and I usually, like, crack a shin or cut myself or something, and they're like, wake up, pay attention. But, yeah, no, I know both of you have strong spirit teams. Like, we always have more than one guide usually helping us, and and the ancestors, too, you know, if they haven't gone back and had another go at things, you know, they'll remain and be guides for us.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, some spirits I try to tap, and I get, the message I get is that they've gone back to Earth, and I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah,
what are you thinking?
Are you crazy?
Well, it's, as I say, Shannon, our friend Shannon from the Lighthouse Show often says, you know, this is one of the hardest incarnations to have on the planet, and with the, you know, the sort of, because it's such a range of energy that we're dealing with. And I could live with the good people all day long, but the nasty ones are like, oh, you know, you have to work so hard with them. But, makes you... But it makes you stronger, right? Everybody's certainly gotten stronger the more I know you. And it takes a spiritual. I guess we become spiritual warriors, right? And But
well, it helps with our own. It just helps others, and it definitely helps me. I mean, that's what I like to do, is help others. So just makes me feel so much better. Yeah. And I feel I'm doing something.
Yeah, that's the right way to do it.
Change the earth or,
Yeah, leave it better than you found it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's, we were talking about light workers and, obviously this is a team of light workers and they usually have been through such a lot. They usually get kicked in the wazoo, in their lifetime, and they have to overcome an awful lot. But, when we ask that question, why, it makes you so much more able to empathize. Claire, did we look at Claire empathy? I thought that was in there. Okay,
yeah,
that's another one we didn't add, was Claire empathy, people just... And you resonate like a string, to the person's energy.
Yeah.
I was just going to say we have to keep our show to 90 minutes today. We won't be able to go over.
Yeah.
So do you guys want to get going and start taking the callers so we get to everyone? Excellent.
Yeah.
So go ahead, everyone listening, if you want to develop your clairs, there's a chart on our show link that you can look at to start. But I think you'll probably be able to name even more because there's, I think, an infinite number of ways that we receive spirit. So it's really great when they stand in front of you and speak, and some people do have that experience.
Yeah.
So maybe one day, eh? Okay, here we go. All right, our first caller is 415. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Oh, hi. How are you? How's New Mexico?
Good.
Must be pretty down there.
It's dry. It's I'm not near the fires, but close enough to get some smoke in the afternoons.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm hoping
another week ahead. Like the thing still like the next 5 days is more wind and dry, super dry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Utah, so it's coming your way, unfortunately.
Oh.
We have wind today. Yep.
Oh, I'm so sorry, you guys. It's awful.
It is.
I guess that, to Utah, and then I guess Colorado, where Jessica is as well, eh?
New Mexico and Colorado are right. We're the, we all connect at the, in a spot. Yep.
It's too bad. It's such a beautiful piece of the country. And,
we send
you love.
So I just arrived. Kind of right when all this started. But beyond that, that's what my question is for my reading, just about how things coming up for me in New Mexico job-wise.
Okay.
Oof. So, Anne, this is Lynn. Do you know what an Inukshuk is? What I'm referring to? Inukshuk. So there, it's when rocks are piled up. It's very often in the flat Arctic areas. So they pile rocks up, almost like totem poles, and they're used as markers. And I immediately
I call it cairn. We call them cairns.
Cairns, whatever. Yeah, I'm sure there's local names for it.
Sure.
But I'm drawing those immediately, like markers, right? So that you'll be able to see down the road. And it feels to me like your guideposts are going to be in place before you embark. And I know you're not on a moving journey in terms of relocating, but you're on a journey of, it's an inside job you're going through. Like it feels like you are having to adjust to all this new stuff. And I'm drawing these cairns, these rocks stacked up. They are already in place, I'm being told. Like, so the guideposts are there. So if doubt creeps in about what direction to go in, don't doubt. Follow the intuition because it's all, the guideposts are in place already. And it's rather a beautiful image I'm getting of these, the rock piles. And you know, and it's somebody's left guidance there for the next traveler, which is really beautiful. So it feels like don't hesitate, take the journey, and don't doubt your own inner message, because that's where you're going and it's your GPS. So don't let anyone push you off course or doubt your, you know, you're doing great, Anne. And I'll put you over to Marianne and Tony and see what comes in for them.
Sure.
Thank you.
Marianne, you want to go or you want me to?
You can go first.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm chomping up a bit over here.
Oh, good.
Hi, Anne. So the energy is really, are you feeling a lot of energy? You said the light was going off a lot. I am feeling a lot of energy right now with this question. In fact, I picked a card and I got Ace of Wands that was upside down. And when I go to look at it in my book, and it was earmarked, which I think is crazy. I don't remember earmarking the Ace of Wands. So, do you have some kind of idea that you wanted to create a business, or you wanted to go to work for somebody? Are you thinking about creating?
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
So yeah. While I need something now. I mean, it's like, of course, I don't want any job that's miserable. But so I'd like a day job that I enjoy, and I'm learning things, and at the same time, planning my own business.
Yeah. So that's what I got. New ideas, the seed of potential, the same thing like Lynn was talking about, the arrival of inspiration, illumination, intense creativity, the mirror-like nature of consciousness, the inner connecting of all things, the ability to manifest anything. So basically, I think is what, it's saying that, yeah, you can go out and get your, you know, mindless job, but still maybe something to do with the arts or something that would keep your mind clear.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Like, yeah. And, you know, like a no-brainer job, not one that's going to require a lot of your energy, because your seed for the future is looks really good, Lynn said. So, you know, just something to keep you going with money. But it says, I seed my brilliant future with the roots of creativity and inspiration. So I just see a lot of creative activity and a lot of clear road. So this is going to be amazing for you. But we all have to support ourselves for a little while. So anything that will make you happy, don't take a job that's going to bog you down, because it's going to be temporary. And just keep on your path that you're going. Yeah. And I have a... So I just got, and it's funny because I just, a new stone, which is green aventurine, and it's all about new businesses, and it's like it helps your heart come up with new ideas. So maybe if you can find that too. I'll post it on our page. So
great.
You can find, yeah, it's cool. It helped me in some ways. So, yeah, so good. I think it's a good thing for you. I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Marianne?
Okay, well, so what I got, the card I drew is if you believe. So what they're trying to say to you is that what you need right now is faith, and you can have anything you desire, but you must believe. You have to believe that it can be so. If you stay positive and visualize the outcome you're hoping, then that'll set aside all negativity and pessimism in favor of you know, whatever sunny outlook you're looking for. Because the law of attraction will bring to us what we expect to receive. And it's our perception that we deserve, that we feel that we deserve great things. And that'll also attract happiness to us. And so if we fall into doubt, which is easy, unfortunately, and we don't believe in our own self-worth, then our experiences will match that energy. So if you believe in yourself, and then you'll be able to receive all the cherished dreams that you're looking for.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just, well, it's helpful because I was feeling I haven't got the inspiration yet. You know, it's like the things for the business aren't solidified. And it seems kind of out there. So I don't know if I'm not tapping into that, or it's just not that the timing of it is just not on the path yet, but I don't, that Ace of Wands feeling is not in me yet.
I kind of wonder, because Marianne, when Marianne was talking about your self-worth and believing in your self-worth, that I got that little sort of yes tingles, that, you know, like it resonated with me. And that's, I think, one thing to work on, Anne, is it's one thing to say, you know, I'm worthy and do the affirmations, but to actually internalize it and believe it. Yeah, and I remember something about faith, and that is faith is believing in that which you cannot yet see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about manifesting. Mm-hmm. So this is a good time to review, throw something out there. Like, I know Abraham Hicks is a good place to reinforce your belief in manifesting. I'm trying to think who else you can follow. Wayne Dyer's brilliant for that.
Wayne Dyer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So even if it hasn't come together yet, that doesn't mean you can't build it in the mind first, and then it manifests in what we call reality. So and believe it or not, Einstein's a good one to read up on what he said about energy. Oh. And what's the one thing he said? You can't help but. Let's see if I can very quickly find it, because it's very, very relevant, you know, and that's, I think, all you're going through right now is, you know what you want deep in your heart and whatnot. It's just that doubt gets in there and it messes us up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second card I got for her was not dreaming big enough, and the fear of coming up to block your movement will delay whatever it is that you're trying to do. So you have to put all those negatives. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Einstein. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. And that's from Uncle Albert Einstein. So, you know, if Einstein says it, it's got to be true. But it is true. You know, we match the frequency of what we want, and it's not always easy, right? And you're going to have like backslides where you get the doubt and everything, but the thing is just, you know, fall down 10 times, get up 11, and you know, it's not very glamorous, but it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'll see you.
Yeah, well, let us know how it goes, Anne. I would love to hear about your progress. So call us back if you get a chance, would you? All right. Well, happy Sunday, happy Mother's Day, and happy everything. Just have a good one and manifest away, because you do deserve it. You really do. You're worthy. Okay. Bye-bye, Anne. Okay. Let's move to our next caller. Mm-hmm. 860, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Hi, thank you. Mother's Day to you, and much to Mother Earth as well, so, you know.
That's a good one. Thank you. Hi, it's Lisa Marie from Connecticut.
Yeah,
hi.
Hi, Lisa Marie.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm just wondering if there was a message today on Mother's Day. It's a rough day for me.
Yeah. It's still staying like an ongoing rough, like it seems like you're having like one rough day, just doesn't seem to stop for you, hon. Have you had any sort of rainbows appear in the storm? Anything good happening?
No.
Okay. Just asking, you know, I just wanted to know. You know, Lisa Marie, this is a weird thing to draw, but are you, energetically, are you flatlining? You know what I mean? Are you getting to a place where you're not having any change in your emotions? It's just sort of one long, one long stiff upper lip. Oh gosh, I'm getting so much. Who have you got on the other side, Lisa Marie, that would be a guide to you? Because I've got my flashlight on and the activity is off the charts.
Parents, grandparents, cousins, everybody. Mm-hmm. Friends.
Okay. Grandparent? Is it grandparent? Sorry, I'm just talking to whoever's with me.
Parents, too.
Yeah, dad. Are you getting the dad, Lynn? Father?
It feels like a very masculine energy because it's very, very...
Yeah.
Like, I wish we had video right now because the flashlight's just going whack, whack, blah, 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 blah. And it's flashing like crazy. Yep. Okay, let me just ask, is this Lisa Marie's dad? You give me just one strong flash if that's your dad, her dad. Nope. Grandfather?
Nope. How about
Tony, you run with
that.
You run with this for a minute, Tony.
How about the father-in-law that recently passed? That's
father-in-law. That's a good memory. Thank you.
Yeah. So somebody is trying to help you. It's him,
I just
right?
Sorry, I got a huge flash. Yeah, Ed, that's who's coming through.
Yeah.
The light's on strong right now.
Yeah, and the card that I picked was that something to do, I believe, with him because he feels really bad about stuff that is happening to you and your marriage and your life right now, I think, and he is there. He wants you to accept his help because it says that you're having difficulties doing that, probably trust issues, I would think. Resistance to change. The baggage is getting too much, the weight from your past, and he wants to try to lift that, is what I'm getting from him. That's crazy, because I feel the same thing. I accept help as I easily cross this transition. So before he crosses over, I think he needs to help you, is what I'm getting. Crazy, Lisa Marie.
Wow, that didn't happen in life.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing. I think that's a positive, good thing for today.
Wow.
For you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lynn.
As I say, the electrical action I'm having with this little flashlight is like it's very strong, Lisa Marie, and I think they want you to like not. I don't mean this in an insulting way, but they want you to wake up and keep going, like keep surviving. I get the feeling that you're giving up a little bit, hon. And there's no need to give up. I know you're surrounded with people that aren't helping you and are actually harming you. And I know that your dog is sick and, you know, all these things that are causing your heart to break. I think somebody's giving us a... Oh, it's okay. I'm just looking at the chat room. I thought somebody was going to add something to the conversation here. But
No, it was me.
That was you, Tony.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Eliza's Angels, is that your sister?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So... If Elizabeth wants to add anything for, you know, if you're picking anything up, please join us and pop it in and we'll read it. And, Lisa Marie, who is Bill? William, Bill.
Oh, gosh. No. Don't know.
Okay. Just that name is coming in as well. I'm not saying that's who's flashing with the light here. I think that is your father-in-law, but I'm getting Bill. So
that's my dad. That's my dad.
Oh, that's your dad. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. He's
okay.
helping me.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. The big challenge for you, love.
He has a message.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But I think the message that's coming through is that you're not going to give up, okay? You've got to keep fighting. Not fighting as in, you know, fighting, but don't let yourself be defeated because you're here for a reason. Your soul came here on purpose, and, you know, and so don't let just don't let the you-know-whats grind you down, okay? They won't change, but you can. Bill, okay, Bill. So talk to him. Did you have a rough relationship with your dad when he was here?
Well, my mother. Dad was always working. He was always working.
Yeah. Well, that I'd say that's an absentee kind of roughness. But the thing is,
I found out after he died, there were tapes. We used to talk to my grandparents as kids, and on the tapes I heard that he really didn't think very much of me because I was always the sick child, and they didn't think very much of me.
All right. Aww. Well, that's no longer the case. Okay. Sorry, Marianne, did you want to weigh in, huh? Because please do if you want to pop into this.
Sure. Well, so what I did before my dad recently passed away, and I always have his ring with me, but I felt prompted to go get his glasses that he wore all the time. So I went and got his glasses, and I immediately had a rush of emotion, and I felt like I was going to cry and had to mute myself a little bit so I can calm down a little bit. And the first card, popped up. It said, ask your angels. So what my dad is trying to tell you, sweetheart, is your angels are with you, but you have to ask them. Because of free will, they won't just automatically interject. I mean, sometimes they can, but the message is that you need to ask them, and you have to state your questions clearly. And you can either do that out loud or quietly in your mind, but it must be very clear, because they will instantly help you, instantly, according to the higher needs of your soul. And they all have special messages for you. So what he's saying to me is that you've got some angels that have special messages for you about your situation that you would be asking about. So if you sit quietly in a peaceful place, you can be either indoors or outdoors in nature, which is fabulous, because you can also get some grounding and peace that way. And if you ask for guidance, and then it'll be able to come to you, and ask for signs. And if you need to, you can say, I need them very clear. Please give me clear signs so that I will know without a doubt. And they absolutely will. They'll guide you onto the right path, because they're there to help you, but you have to ask, sweetheart. They're there. They're just waiting.
That's wow. Awesome. Nice.
I picked another card for Lisa Marie, and it's strength, which I think you need that right now, but it was upside down. So you need to turn it, and it was what Marianne was saying. You're blocked by fear, self-doubt. You have to, it's a reminder not to be guided by the lizard part of your brain. So you've got to throw that out and let these two people and your spirit guides come in and they're going to, help you. I just feel that you need them. You need to let them in.
See, what happened to me is I got to go out Friday, and I hadn't been out for weeks, and I got to go to a store, and I was so excited. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing there with my dog in my arms, and this man just comes up to me and says, what kind of dog is that? And I knew from the look on his face, I thought, oh, no. And I said, a Khotan, and he said, we just lost ours 3 weeks ago. And he starts crying, and he's telling me all his grief. And then he asked me to come to his wife, and I said to him, I think we're going to upset her if you bring me over to her. Oh, no, it's okay. No. Then she's crying, and then I'm there for an hour and a half listening to two people cry about the lost dog.
Right.
And I left shaking and upset, and I have been much worse since then. I lost my little gizmo, and although I asked questions on the air, I never stopped anybody. I never. In fact, people walk up to me all the time with my puppy and say to me, oh, I just lost a dog, and they start telling me their story, and I'm like, I didn't do this to anybody. And I sat at a table with pills in my hand wanting to kill myself after they put her down. And I didn't bother anybody. Why does everybody bring me all their grief? Because I take it in, and I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah,
interesting,
you have to let it out, though. Yeah.
kind of an assignment you're getting here.
Yep.
Can you turn around the way you judge the situation, Lisa Marie, and see it possibly as you've been sort of assigned to do this kind of work? I don't know, Marianne and Tony, tell me if you agree, but I have always had the broken people, the confused, the lost, they all come to me. They're all through my life, even in grade school. And, you know, it was always that, you know, I know the feeling. It's, why are you coming to me with all your problems, you know? But then I realized.
I'm so broken. I understand, but I used to not mind, but I'm so broken and I need something good. I can, too, remember in grade school a teacher stopping me in seventh grade and saying to me, how do you get Linda to talk to you? You're sending her to the psychiatrist, and you get her to open up and talk. And I was just, they just stood there like, you guys talked about this? You're stopping me?
Absolutely. It's surprising. Yeah, it's where you came here as a light worker, you know, and it's not easy. But the thing is, as Tony was saying earlier, helping other people is so healing for us. You know, it blesses the person who gets it, and it also blesses the giver. And you might just try a little bit when this happens, because it's going to happen anyway. So you might as well decide to have a different sort of, like, so give love to them. Listen to them.
People like take my email and my Facebook and the email and thank me and tell me how good they feel, and I walk away and I'm in tears and shaking like I took on their grief and they don't have it anymore.
To help you clear your mind after that. That's what I had to do. I had to not, because that can happen, and then you're stuck with that energy all day and for weeks, you know. So you have to figure out a way, whether it's going to be through some kind of tool or opening your window and taking a deep breath or going for a ride or just sitting there and kissing your dog. I don't know. You have to find some way to let it pour out of you somehow, because they're going to keep coming, Lisa Marie. It's going to, and the older you get, the more they're going to come to you. Believe me. I know. Yeah. And then that's when I turned it around and just started, because you can ask Marianne, when I first started talking with her and helping her, I would get irritated at some of the things that were happening.
Yeah.
And I had to learn how to stop doing that. So I just thought myself like, a gem, or they're really just rocks. I mean, I think you can go and get something that you can relate to. And I just hold it, or I clear my mind, because I'm not a really good meditator, but I've learned how to just clear my mind on my own, and it helps a lot. And it's mostly petting my dog, Ralphie.
Yeah.
It helps a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, they're angels.
I don't want to give it to
you. Yeah. So, Lisa, the message I keep getting over and over again is that this is where the message of talk to your angels comes in, because you have a superpower, and that is empathy. I have that as well. And so we're sponges. We pick up on other people's energy, and being empaths, we do that without even realizing it, without knowing it. It's just part of who we are. So what I am learning to do, and something that Lynn has helped me with quite a bit, is protecting myself, putting energy protection around me, myself, my children who are also empaths, because we have to do that. We have to protect ourselves, because we'll just get sucked up by, you know, the energy vampires, as she called it. In one of my readings with her, and I just, yes, that's right, because people do it without even realizing it, because like Tony was saying, we are light workers, and so we're sought out by others who need that, and we have the ability to have extra light within us to share with others, but we have to protect our own energy, we have to protect ourselves. So what your angels want to help you with is they're there to help you. So you just have to ask them to help you, and you can ask them to please transmute that energy that you have received from other people, and they will. They'll take it, transmute it, and help you balance your own energy and your own chakra system so that you can take care of yourself.
That's
because
really good.
People don't realize it. They don't know. They just take without realizing it. Most people, and like Lynn has told me once, we have to protect ourselves against those energy vampires. They're out there, and a lot of times they don't realize it.
Yeah,
so
they're
much.
Not bad guys. I just wanted to add one thing to this, if that's okay, Lisa Marie. I got the message, you can never get enough of what you don't want. And that's just something just to ponder. And you can try also the Violet Flame Meditation. Go online, type in Violet Flame Meditation. It's really good. It's almost like an energetic garbage disposal. You can send all the energy you're trying to lose, and you can send it into the Violet Flame, and it's amazing. It works so well. So have a look at that. And, am I still on the air?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay.
Yep.
No, I just lost my screen for a sec. That's weird. Anyway, try that. And I just wanted to point out one more thing. It does sometimes feel like when we give, and we don't receive anything, it's tricky, but if there's no one around to comfort and love you, then you've got to learn to receive that and give that to yourself, but also receive it from your spirit team. Because, if you know, humans can be real jerks, and we know that. And so if you find it within yourself and receive it from, as you know, who was it, Marianne mentioning about the angels, your guides, your angels, your friends on the other side, just reach out and talk to them. I can't stress enough how strong that male energy, so your dad, your grandfather, were coming through using the flashlight to flash. I don't have it for everybody I read for, so it was coming through very intensely. So I can guarantee you, you've got a huge energetic team around you. And as Marianne said, ask them, give them permission to help you, and let them help and receive the help. Oh, and Elizabeth said, just love and accept, and you will heal yourself as well as them. So that's very true. And just, you know, you are loved. You are so loved, Lisa Marie. And just once you start to allow that in, you'll find the strength you need to overcome whatever you're going through. And your dog will respond well, too. The dogs pick up on your energy. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. God bless you all so much.
You're so welcome, love. We're here when you need to.
Thank you.
Connect on Facebook, too, if you need to. We're there.
Yeah.
Okay, Livy? Okay.
Thank you.
Happy Sunday.
You.
Okay.
Happy Sunday.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's a little bit of a funky audio thing there, but that's okay. We're managing. 917.
Yes.
You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, ladies. My name is Ashil. How are you?
Hi. Good. Say your name one more time, please.
Ashil. A-S-H-I-L.
Beautiful. That's a lovely name. Thank you. It's I hope we've spelled it right. So, okay. So how can we help you, Ashil?
Oh, well, today is Mother's Day. My mother is in spirit. I was wondering if I can get a message from her or my spirit guide. I'd be happy with either one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Ashil, was your mother a good cook?
Yeah.
Is something smelling like a sweet, like a cinnamony, nutmeggy sort of a special, like a spicy sort of almost a cookie or a dessert or something. Did she make something special like that for you?
I know she was a good cook, but I can't remember exactly because, I lost her a long time ago. I was still like 10 or 11 years old. So, I haven't seen her.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lovely scent, and it's almost like ginger and cinnamon and I don't know if it just feels like a cooking smell that she's sending. Were you just a boy when she crossed?
Last time I saw her, I was a kid. I was really young, and then, you know, I moved to Europe, and then after that, I didn't get a chance to see her. She died. I was about 16, so.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Okay. Well, I don't know. This smell and smelling is really comforting and sweet, and it feels like a very positive kind of scent. But it doesn't really connect, though, because it's not something you remember. So I'm not sure why I'm smelling.
No, I remember her as a good cook. Yeah, she was very, you know, she was into that, but I don't remember the recipes. Or that's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever it is, it's very pleasant, and it's, you know, I'm not noticing it now, but when you were speaking, that's what I was sort of sensing. That's the Claire. I've already forgotten what it is. Okay. Well, let's just go around the circle, and we can keep bring whatever comes in if anybody's picking anything up. Go right ahead.
Hi, Sheila. It's Tony.
Hi.
Hi. So what I'm getting is that you walked away from something, and now you're regretting that you did that, whether it was a relationship or a job or something like that.
I walked away from someone years ago who kind of betrayed me, so to speak. But that person is trying to come back into my life now, and I'm not really the one who's interested.
Yeah, it says do not.
Okay.
So I think it's probably your mom that I see. Yeah, because I do see a woman, and she has released her last cup into the sea, and her bowl burning ceremony is over. It's time to walk away from something in your life, choosing your sacred dream, especially when you're feeling disappointed. It's one of your biggest acts of self-love that you can enhance. When you take the very first step, you begin to choose yourself. There is nothing more healing or more powerful than to find yourself, to find your resolve and untether any anchors that are holding you back. I'm thinking that it was that person that's trying to get back in, and I think you already know that's an awful idea. So somebody is just trying to tell you to, you know, your intuitions are right, and they're here to guide you and help you. And if you finally walk away and forever for good, then you can see clearly. It says, I walk away from negativity, and I choose myself in a rebellious act of self-love. So hopefully that's a good message for you. And
absolutely.
Good. Good. Thank you. Marianne? Thank
you. Yeah. So the message I got for you from your mom, she's telling you not to be afraid. She's saying my transition has changed in everything for both of us. She says, you may be frightened of the future as a result. She says, but please know that you have nothing to fear. Rest assured that all of heaven is watching over you, including me. She says, although you can't, she can't be in your physical presence any longer, but you definitely can rely on her spiritual presence, which in many ways is much more powerful than when your soul when her soul was limited by her body. And she's saying, my love for you has increased, and I'm no longer restricted or distracted by physical demands, and with my increased love for you, I'm able to help you even more.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's really good. Hold on. I've got a couple of things to add before you guys finish there.
Okay.
If you have. What popped up? I'm sorry. Did you guys? I'm sorry if you hadn't finished. Like, please do if you want to finish what you were. I didn't mean to jump in.
Oh, no, you're good. That was the message that I had for him. That she wants him to know not to be afraid. He's feeling fear.
Yeah. because what came in is, actually, I'll have a look. You go on YouTube or however you research things, but look up soul contracts and deepen your understanding of why you both were, you know, mother and son in this lifetime. And I think, do you meditate at all?
Yeah.
Okay. When you're meditating, try and receive the messages. In fact, oh my goodness, really sorry. One simple but brilliant trick to clear your home in 90 seconds. I have no idea why that came in. too funny. Soul contracts. It feels like there's something that there was something you guys agreed upon before you incarnated, and it'd be a really cool thing for you to understand that, the why of it, because I do feel she does connect with you. And the spicy, sweet smells, I feel like it's kind of a magic that is happening there. It's hard to explain, but I looked up the spiritual meaning of cinnamon, and it's used in a lot of magic rituals because that was the predominant scent, was the cinnamon. So I'm not sure why it came in that way, but I think it has another meaning other than cooking and feeding you. I think it was meant to, it's more of like a soul nourishing thing. Anyway, the sweetness of the spices that came in was very, very positive. So I think there's also, if you've got a pencil handy, there's a Facebook page that has a guided meditation that I think would benefit you a lot, because you'll be able to go into direct contact with your guides and your friends on the other side, your family. And it's the Center for Spiritual Understanding Through Afterlife Connections.
You just write that. Center.
Yeah.
Spiritual Understanding?
Yeah, the Center for Spiritual Understanding Through Afterlife Connections.
Through afterlife.
Now, there's a self-guided meditation pinned to the top of that page, and it is excellent. I've gone through it a couple of times, and I think you're probably a prime candidate for something like that. And Craig Hogan, who put it together, is a lovely soul, and if you email him, if you get stuck or whatever, he always writes back. He's a really, really cool guy. So you're not going to be alone. But it's a series, I think it's like three meditations that you go through, and you can connect with those on the other side. You can connect also with people that you may not be able to verbalize a conversation with. So it's a great way to reach those that you want to reach that are still incarnate, but you can't connect with them for whatever reason. So there's something to, a little extracurricular there for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You said that was on Facebook, right? If I want to make sure that I have all the information.
Yeah, it's Facebook. Okay. But if you don't have Facebook, it's I think the website is spiritualunderstanding.org. You can also type in Craig Hogan, and it'll go to that too.
Okay.
Yeah, but keep on your spiritual journey, because it's it's a really good place to be, and It's those abilities, you know, the stronger you make them, the more connections you make. And before you know it, you're talking to the dead. That's a terrible term.
It's amazing.
You just transformed. It's wonderful. Wow. Well, I hope that helps, Ashiel. And, let us know how it goes. Give us a shout back.
I will. Yeah. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Oh, welcome. You're and welcome. So much love to you on Mother's Day.
Thank
She's
you.
Still with you. Yeah, just a thought away.
Thank you for letting me know. I appreciate it.
Okay, hon. Okay, well, believe it or not, we dropped, I don't know why, but about three calls dropped.
I know.
You saw that, eh? So,
they didn't drop themselves, because it usually comes up that they dropped, but they must have, we must have had a bump, like you said, you know.
Yeah. So, if you were in the call queue and you were trying to get in, don't give up. You know, we'll back next week. But because it's Mother's Day, we were going to have a shorter show anyway, because people have things that they want to get done. And so
I wanted to share something with you guys that happened to me this morning that I forgot to tell you about, because I wanted to see if you. So I don't know if you remember this, because I know you talked to so many people, Lynn, but you said that part of my spiritual team was my two Japanese chin dogs that you saw them side by side with me always. So I see them quite a bit. Yeah, I see them quite a bit in my house, like flashes of light, and they're small, you know. So I had to wake up, and I know this is TMI, go to the restroom about 3:30 in the morning, but on my way out, I saw this little flash of light, and it stopped me because oh, I'm sorry, you know, because I was going to step on them. And it was one of them. I know it was. It's crazy, but that's the way it's been all day today, that kind of light has been there. You know,
I love that.
I saw them. Yeah. I saw one of them last night.
You know, you should try to get that on film, on camera, because a lot of that gets photographed. And it's so beautiful. And see, that's what I mean. You're developing more and more clairs. Like, you're now starting to see spirit. You know?
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I love that. You can absolutely, you know, they're not gone. And I do remember, weirdly so, I remember talking about your dogs. And the thing is, we're on Earth and everybody's like, well, animals, they're dumb and they don't. But, you know, they're just a different form of intelligence. You know, we're not better or smarter than them. And I've said many, many times, dogs and cats too, or, you know, whatever animal you love, they are angels without wings, you know. They really are.
Yeah.
We're so blessed.
It's unconditional love. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm so glad your dogs are there. And does Ralphie see some, do you think?
Ralphie is a very heavy sleeper, and he was on his back snoring at the time. So I think Ralphie knows that they're there, and he makes room for them, you know, but he doesn't bark at them or anything anymore.
Well,
I think
not,
he used to.
Yeah. They're not freaked by that stuff too much. You know, they're just okay, either.
Yeah.
Little kids are like that too. They'll just talk to spirit because they don't realize that it's, you know, that we don't believe in those things, so they haven't learned that yet. And they just have natural conversations with, you know, it's an interesting thing to study, you know. And if you go on YouTube, I mean, there's a lot of phony stuff too. You know, you've got to get a radar for like what's, you know, BS and stuff. But there's a lot of amazing shots of spirit energy moving around. You know what's great is Peggy O'Neill has a page on Facebook, Heaven's Hello, and she actually has videos and shots of spirit energy, so that's a good one to visit. I think it's called Heaven's Hello, and she's a really cool guy. I know her from the James von Prague community, so you know, she's not a phony. Too crazy.
I'll have to try to shoot a picture of it next time. It's only because it was 4 in the morning, I wasn't really, but I've seen it before, so I'm gonna have to try to get a picture.
It's amazing to have that. It's and it's such a it's a gift, it's such a blessing when you can, because I'm pretty sure they're like pretty much around us, and half the time we're the ones not paying attention, you know. But once you start to like focus on it, you can use any kind of camera, really. I think if they're going to show up, but there's some amazing shots, and you know, what's that thing, Curlian photography, is an interesting thing to research too. We should do a show on that. But that's where you photograph the energy around things. There's so much to explore. I have to do up another bunch of topics for us. But if any of our listeners have topics they'd like to suggest, just pop them on our page, our Facebook page, which is Enter the Light. But we're always looking for new things. things to explore. Really, it's exciting. There's just no end to what the spiritual studies reveal. Who's that guy? Raymond Moody. He's another one. I think we should do a whole show on his work. And he does the afterlife and before life connections. But your fur babies, boy, they hang out. And that's that would be Gizmo, Lisa Marie's little Gizmo. You know, he may have shuffled off his mortal coil, but that doesn't kill this. You know, that he don't die. He just doesn't have the meat machine anymore. But, you know, they go on there on time. Yeah, and I know there's probably people listening going, that lady's crazy, but you know what? I'll take my crazy over, no sense of wonder at all.
Me too.
Me too. Yeah.
Here's the crazy kids. What did Robin Williams say? You've given only a little spark of madness and you mustn't lose it. So, Well, I think this is good. We can wrap up and everyone can get to their various, whatever you're doing today. Let's go from Tony, how people can reach you if they want to find you.
And I wanted to let you guys know, too, if you need to message me at any time, I check Messenger a lot on my Facebook page. So it's Tony Jorgensen, and there might be a couple of them, but I'm the one blowing a kiss with my grandson, Cooper. On Instagram, also, I answer there. It's at Tony KJ, and then I'm also on Twitter, at Tony KJ.
Excellent. And Marianne, how can people find you?
Oh, I'm just Facebook, Marianne Adams.
Beautiful. And let's see, Jessica, she'll be back next week, and she's got a lovely little Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And that's how you can message her there if you want to. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And you can find the whole Sacred Embers group at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. Happy Mother's Day to all of you and to our Mother Earth.
Thank you.
And, wow, you know, 365 days of honoring all the mothers and all the fathers, all the sisters and all the brothers. Yeah, just keep loving each other and sending love out there. Thanks, you guys. You're just a beautiful team. Really treasure you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day. Okay. Love you too.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. I watch them grow, they learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.